Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Glenn Courtright, CEO of Ecosystem, which corporation, which trades under the ticker symbol ESYM on the OTC bulletin board. Thanks for joining me today, Glenn.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Great. Start off by talking to us about the mag fuel feedstock for biodiesel.
All right. The concept we came up with mag fuel was to take the naturally occurring oils and lipids that come out of the black soldier fly and basically position that for sale into the biodiesel industry as a blending agent for some of the lower grade feedstocks, such as, you know, animal fats, which include things like choice white grease, tallows, yellow grease, things that are normally a little bit more inexpensive but have pretty high, you know, bad cold flow characteristics. So the oils that we will be able to derive from the black soldier fly larva are a little bit closer in consistency to fish oils, which could actually help us in cold flow property. And secondarily, those same oils could be used in the specialty chemical industry, for example, since they have a high content of lauric acid. So we've published some of the chemical constituents of what the oils contain. So there is interest in the biodiesel industry and also interest in some of the general oleochemical industry. Hope that helped.
Sure. And talk to us a little bit about your black soldier fly technology and some of your other technologies and some of the uses in the industry.
All right. For example, what we're coming up with is using a naturally occurring species called the black soldier fly, or otherwise known as Hermatia aleutians, which is a naturally occurring species native to North America. It's a non-pest, and these things were historically known as what we call pervy flies. There's about 30 years of research from University of Georgia and a few other universities of using soldier fly technology for manure management systems and odor control. We spent a lot of time in the biodiesel industry and realized that one of the big deficiencies was getting low-cost feedstock from non-food sources. So looking at the makeup of the soldier fly, it was a natural, you know, it was a natural look at this as a possibility for biofuels and also environmental remediation. So we have an approach to raise these in industrial scale using some existing technology from the United States. And the fact that we'll be able to grow these in large-scale environments using a combination of either food waste, meat processing waste, and or manures from chicken operations and swine operations.
Great. And talk to us a little bit about some of the trends right now in the market and how you're positioning the company to capitalize on them.
Well, I looked at a couple things. First of all, if you look at the biofuels industry, it's been it's been highly volatile. And a lot of that's due to fluctuating petroleum costs. And when petroleum got below $40 a barrel, it put a big dent in the biodiesel industry. And the same thing we saw in ethanol. So what we looked at was try to find a better way of using something that's already, you know, at our fingertips, which was food scrap waste, manures, and other waste products that people normally pay to get rid of. So as we begin to scale the technology, we'll have the ability to create oils and lipids for the biofuels industry at a cost much lower than the industry's experience to date. They're also taking advantage of non-food sources. We know that there's a lot of pushback in society of using food-grade products for fuels, and by doing so, we can actually go directly to a low-cost waste processing system.
And the company also recently applied for a grant for a feedstock development with.
That's correct. The Department of Energy has put out some announcements of offering matching grant programs to come up with new biofuels, feedstock technology, and bio-based products. And so we responded to that, figuring that the approach that Ecosystem has put together is a very good fit for what the Department of Energy is looking at. The approach we have here allows us to locate bioconversion facilities adjacent or very close to the feedstock source. And if you look at anything for around energy or even chemical use, it's all about transportation cost. So by taking a look at the approach we're doing, is we're going to be able to take that big transportation piece out of the equation, in the same case coming up with an approach that is, number one, it's sustainable, and number two, is environmentally responsible.
And what differentiates the company from other players in the industry, in your sector?
We believe we're the first ones to actually, you know, incorporate insect technology on a broad scale. whereas everyone seems to be following the same trend of using, you know, waste restaurant greases, animal fats, or looking at some of the trap grease technology. So by doing so, we have a fresh start. We are relatively alone in this market. And we also offer a very, very competitive advantage or even a discrimination against what the folks in the algae business are attempting to do. So we have the ability to create fats, oils, animal feeds, and soil amendments at a very low cost where actually people will pay us to take in the raw material for us to process.
And perhaps you can walk us through a little bit of the experience of your management team and the background.
We'll talk about my background. I've been in industry for over 25 years. I've had, you know, worked for very large systems integrators working in the oil and gas sector, the automotive sector, and the high technology sector. With that, I've had experience from concept through market launch. And in this case, how it transitions into this industry is we're creating a self-contained ecosystem. In essence, we have to create, in essence, life support. So a combination of the oil and gas experience, biofuels experience, coupled with solid electrical controls means we can actually create something that is sustainable and also have a low-cost advantage.
Great. And in terms of the way that the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnership going to be an important part of your model?
They will on a case-by-case basis. We have some alliances right now that we're not quite ready to announce. One of those is in the biopod design. There should be some announcement coming out relatively quickly on that. So we're leveraging technology that's been developed, it's been trialed for a number of years. And also, you know, strong business alliances and relationships with longstanding folks we've worked with for many, many years in the area of process design, process control. And there will also be a very strong dependency is a bad word, relationship with our local government constituents, in particularly here in the state of Ohio, where we're based, where the first operations will be based out of, working with the Ohio EPA on landfill diversion programs. So having strong public and private partnership is, you know, is key to this business, because having stakeholders in the local community as well as industry partners, you know, in essence, raises all ships.
Great. And you started talking a little bit about the your management and the background. What objectives has the management set for the company over the next, 12 to 24 months?
12 to 24. Year one, we really got started in gangbusters on this in December of 2008. What we're planning here in December in 2009 is to have a handful of bench trials and medium to small-scale pilots up and running, probably around the 200-ton per year of waste conversion. So there'll be a handful of those. We're working on the objectives we have to bring a couple of early adopters on board, which we're in negotiation with in different sectors, one being food waste, one being animal processing, and the other one being agricultural waste. So as we get things tuned in bench trial this year, by the end of 2009, early 2010, our objective is to launch a very large-scale operation, which eventually would scale up to potentially 28,000 tons of waste material per year. Then at that point, we'd go into the replication mode and do a, you know, hopefully a nationwide rollout.
And what are some of the things that you're doing right now in terms of getting the company's story and message out to investors?
We started a, you know, investor outreach campaign. We've launched a few press releases this week. Our goal is to announce news when it's newsworthy. So we've come out with the MagFuel approach. We did provide the notification that we have applied for the Department of Energy grant. There will be a series of press releases coming out in the coming weeks, basically calling out key contracts and key marketing alliances and technology alliances. So we plan to keep our stockholders well informed and when there is news that is germane to the cause.
Great. And once again, this is an interview with Glenn Courtwright, CEO of Ecosystem, trading under the ticker symbol ESYM on the over-the-counter bulletin board. Before we conclude, Glenn, what are some of the key reasons that investors should consider Ecosystem as a long-term investment opportunity?
Well, if we look at it, number one, look at the management of the company and the experience we've had in commercial development. Number two, we're very, very focused on what we're doing is, you know, right now this is a pure play. We are focused predominantly on conversion of waste products into high-quality lipids and fats. proteins which can be used as aquaculture feeds, and the third one being soil amendments. It is a zero-waste business. It is solving a problem. It's tackling a case where America is drowning in waste, and it's getting worse and worse every day, and we have ability to put that waste to work in a low-cost and effective manner.
Well, sounds exciting, Glenn, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's progress over the next year. And thanks for joining me.
And you're quite welcome.